producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fashion here. Many of you can't listen to the whole program, which is an absolute shame, because there are so many important things that are said through the course of every one of these 5 or 6 hour extravaganzas we go through every day. So for those of you who don't remember my discussion last Friday, focusing on how women are taking over the world, and I said this in the most positive way, and I'm actually trying to remember why or how I get into it, which may not be important to the story. It seems to me there was a survey of CEOs and, I don't know, I mean, wherever I went with it, it wasn't important. The fact that came out of the conversation that's worth remembering is how many women are going into various schools, coming out. I think we were talking about doctors. And I don't remember, Jennifer, whether you remember, but I do, I think in earnest, I was talking in the most positive terms about how good it is, and I say this with regularity, that women are better at organizing, better at running things, better at sales, better at most anything. That's been my experience as a businessman. You could say, well, why aren't women doing, or why aren't they running your business if they're so good? Well, because my business was started by me and it was my vision. I've had a number of people try to take over, manner of speaking. But I pay homage to Jennifer and her father. That's partially where I'm going here. Jennifer is second in command at the CRN Digital Outpost here in Los Angeles. Her father started it 30 years ago. And this weekend, there was a very lovely party that was basically aimed at celebrating the 30th anniversary of the founding of CRN, which Mike Horn, her dad, did. He's a longtime LA radio guy and saw a chance to start something that most people thought he was crazy to start. It reminds me of what people said to me, including Bob Kay, who's my general manager, when I said I wanted to do a morning syndicated radio program. He said, are you nuts? Do a midday show. Well, I haven't, although some people take this program in the midday. Jennifer's done a superb job, and it was fun during the presentation to have the people that are on the radio and all the programming folks and the folks behind the scene give so much tribute to Jennifer. She doesn't always get the credit, and her father, I think Jennifer and her father and I were talking about this, how she wanted to get up there and say something nice about her dad.
I said, I should say something nice about you.
Well, but other people have said something nice. But it is true. You are a warm, wonderful, lovely human being, and people appreciate that, and they like working with you, and I think that was part of it. The whole thing, though, was nice because it focused on how the two of you get along and how you have educated yourself in areas that I don't even understand as far as this business is concerned to make it all work. And again, back to the focus of women who are becoming more and more important, justifiably so, because men have screwed things up so enormously in terms of where we are today. Look at the... maybe the question is, as we contemplate electing a woman to be president, either Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton, think about the focus that we have on Goldman Sachs and other big banking companies and the Wall Street companies. Are there any women running any of those firms? No. Are there women? There aren't titular heads, but I will tell you, I know a number of women who could run those firms and do a better job because they're smarter.
Was it Ted Cruz's wife just took a leave of absence, right?
Yeah.
When he started the campaign from Goldman Sachs.
So here we have this opportunity to embrace women and do. And I, it bothers me to a point because I don't like to think that people get jobs that they aren't qualified for. We saw that happen during all of the years in both education and in business with equal opportunity provisions. A lot of people get into school that had no business going to school. A lot of people get jobs or force people to get jobs because they were recruiting requirements that you had to hire X number of this type of person and that type of person. You got to have somebody of this color and that color and educational background and all these things that were forced on businesses that brought businesses down. And so when the qualification, you got to have so many women, like when Title IX came out. Title IX was the requirement by the federal government that there be as much money spent on female athletics as on male athletics. Was that good or bad? Did it bring out some better women athletes that might not have been able to surface, would it not have been for that funding? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I just think...
Women's soccer took off after that.
But I think, Richie, there's too much emphasis now and always has been on just having people come in to a circumstance because they are a certain minority or a certain this, that, or the other thing, rather than being the most qualified. And I think today more women are better qualified to run more businesses than ever before, at least in our history, and certainly when you compare many of the achievements that some of these women have, they've done a better job. Now you can say, well, a woman who runs General Motors, look at all the trouble she's in. A woman who runs Yahoo, look at all the trouble there is there. Those troubles were there long before the women got into those positions.
I think Yahoo's changed quite a bit in the last year or two under that.
The woman.
I can't even.
But is she responsible for the breakup of it?
The GM, the lady who's running GM, definitely inherited all of those problems, and I think she's done a good job turning that around. They have a nice product now. Yahoo, that's just garbage now.
Really?
I can't even go there.
So does that mean we shouldn't have women run any of those?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a man or it's a woman. Whoever does
well,
the job.
Well, you see, that's
whoever,
yes, that's the care. Point. That is the point, that we judge people based on race, color, sex, and that's not the way to judge people. Judge people the way they do their job. Are you good at your job? Swell, you should have the job. If you're not good at the job, then you ought not to have the job, period.
So much of it. That's the way it should be, but so much of people's getting jobs, they're not qualified, but it's because of politics. People get into certain positions.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Excuse me.
Oh, you okay over there?
I'm all right. Well, okay, I wanted to go one step further, and I'm not sure... Excuse me, that I will at this point. Let me
let's take a little break. Let you
take
your,
a
let's pause for a moment while I get what's in my
we'll
throat
you know
out of my throat.
Doug needs to call 911.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful. Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
17 after the hour, the Smart Doug Steffen Good Day program. So where I was going in part with this conversation about women being in charge was the feeling in most of the West is that the people in the Middle East are backward when it comes to dealing with women and having women involved in their businesses, running their lives, etc., etc., etc. So you may be interested to know that there were two people. This hoteler was attacked last week. According to NBC News reports, the attacks were led by two women jihadists. Attackers went into that hotel, took hostages. Standoff lasted late into Saturday. And there were a number, I think 23, 24 people were killed in this. And among them were four of the jihadists. But the people who got away were the women. There were more women involved in this thing than has been the case before, at least according to this newspaper report or this news report. So what do we think, excuse me, about given the status of women? These are not women from the Middle East. These are women from other countries who have signed on to either sympathize or work with Al-Qaeda or Daesh, or I don't know that we've seen any of that in Boko Haram or the Taliban, but it is interesting that more women are believing in the message of jihad. Why is
that? Well, they did a whole campaign trying to recruit women to ISIS.
Yeah, they did.
That was odd. Mm-hmm. And
why
did
they
show
odd?
Well,
why
because they showed them the way they did the campaign. I thought it was weird. They showed them making, like, you know, Oreo cheesecake and all these different things, like it was some great life to come and join ISIS. But you've seen a switch now, or we've all seen a switch with the way ISIS is using women. It used to be that they were constantly behind the scenes. Now they're using women as lookouts. They're using them to actually perpetrate the attack.
Are they using them? Are they fodder? Like young people are put into the front lines in a war. Many young men have been put into the front lines because they didn't know anything or they were unpopular with their officers. I mean, that's legion. That's happened in armies all around the world. So is that the reason that women are being put in these positions? Because, once again, we go back to the... See, I'm looking at it as if there's some trend here, women even getting involved in running the jihadist plots.
I think that they know that any time that one of them walks through an airport security, they're going to be suspect, and if they get a woman, that they probably won't be close-looked.
Looked at as well. Yeah, they're not going to
under a microscope, so trying to get more women, young kids, so that they can sneak people through into secure places.
Yeah. All right, well, it's all food for thought. The situation with the price of oil in our country, down now substantially again here in California. I actually bought gas for $1, for
$2.75.
$1.75 where you are?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the national average is down below even that, Richie.
Yeah, I know.
Now, and with this oil glut, people again say, oh, this is bad. I don't know. Well, it's bad for some industries. There have been a lot of big companies that do drilling and stuff who borrow a lot of money from big banks. And now there's a story in the Wall Street Journal today that there are, it could be $10 oil by the end of the year. which will cost oil companies a lot of jobs, and many of them will go bankrupt. And so the banks will be sitting there, for example, Wells Fargo.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On Celine Dion and her career in the last week or so because her husband died last week, and so did her brother.
So sad.
Within one day of each other, her brother Daniel died at 59 after battling cancer. The husband had throat cancer, and he died, I think, on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Renee was her husband's name. They have eight people in their family that have cancer or have died of cancer. 14 children in her family, and and 8 of the 14 have had cancer. And I think they've all died, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really kind of, when you think about it, as much as maybe you don't care for her music in a sense, Richie, but I mean, think about that happening in any family, no matter if somebody's a celebrity.
That's tough.
That's lousy.
And you're a jerk for playing this because you know I would want to pick on her just because I can't stand her music. And
why am I a jerk?
You can't do that now.
No,
because
you
wanted to play this just to kind of goat me.
No, I didn't. I didn't have that in my mind at all.
Wink,
but you know, that's sad.
Yeah,
that's sad.
And I'm not a jerk. All right, next.
I am not a jerk.
From 5. I am not a crook.
I am not a jerk.
I am not a jerk.
25 after the hour. Okay, top 5 songs from this date, 1985. Number 5, Phil Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover. I don't know if you remember this, Jen, you'll remember this song.
I do, of course.
Big pop hit.
Big Phil Collins fan, that's right.
Yeah. Philip Bailey, who was he? Why was he?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right, so this is a big song. Made it to number 1. Number 4 during this week in 1985, belonged to Foreigner. Another good pop song.
Overly dramatic, though.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, I wish we could get a Van Morrison song ready because we got a story to tell about him. Chicago was number 3 this week in 1985.
Wow.
Lousy.
Sappy.
Oh,
my God.
This song is lousy.
What was going on with you people this week in 1981?
Jack Wagner, Richie, number 2, All I Need. No, this is kind of sad.
Oh, wow. Terrible.
I started this out by feeling good about what we were playing.
It's like all this super stuff.
There's a place for that. There's a place for that. Okay, so let's see here. Number one, Lady Madonna.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, you're talking.
Big talk. I like it.
All right. So Van Morrison in concert in Los Angeles on Friday.
Are you going?
Last Friday.
Oh, last Friday. That's right.
I had two tickets and I only used one of them. There was the only empty seat in the house was next to me. And he did this song. Who's your what?
You didn't try to sell it out there?
Well, I was late, so I wanted to get in as fast as I could. It took me 2 hours to get there. He did this song and many of his other pop hits. The last time I saw him was, 8 or 9 years ago. It's been a long time since. I like Van Morrison a lot. And I'd go see him wherever. Like, I'd go see the Moody Blues wherever they might be. At any rate, I sort of swore off him for a while because last time I saw him, it wasn't any of the hits. It was a lot of jazz, mataz, and stuff.
It's blues.
He does a lot of blues.
He did that at the jazz festival. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, so he took that approach. He took the hits and he did them with a saxophone. And the band was very subtle, so he went off on sort of a bluesy track with the hits. And it was actually, Chris Goddard was there singing with him. It was actually quite interesting.
You got to make the crowd love him. Songs for 40 years.
I know. Yeah.
You got to change it up.
He's got to be in his 70s. He's got to be in his 70s, and he's still got it. Whereas when we went to see Kenny Rogers around Christmas time, I told you he didn't have it anymore. Van Morrison still has it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You got to know when to hold him.
Yeah.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle, the best certified pre-owned value in America, and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda certified pre-owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric SCPO Value in America Awards analysis, applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day Show. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some noted political news, even though this is not a political program. I get tired of saying that because people say, what am I? I'm not a political program. How can you avoid some of these conversations now, given what's going on in the world of elections? So Donald Trump has been invited to come to England to discuss the things that are part of his campaign by various groups. And the UK Parliament is going to debate this week whether or not to ban him from England after he said he wanted to halt the immigration of Muslims into the US. The British press and the British people and the British government don't understand what he said any better than many of the people over here who want to twist his words. He didn't say he wanted them banned. He wanted it stopped until we got a handle on what the heck is going on, which seems to be a reasonable point of view, at least from my point of reference. Anyway, so some of the people in the British Parliament who don't like him are going to hold a debate over whether or not he should be banned from England. Other people have been banned from England for other reasons. Well, I remember Mike Tyson was banned from England because of who he was. Snowden is banned from England. Let's see, Martha Stewart was banned from England. Some rappers have been banned.
Why was Martha Stewart banned? Because of her felony?
She was a criminal.
She's a felon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't have any felons going to England.
That's right. Dangerous.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what he does. He'll have some fun with this, I'm sure, one way or the other. The discussion of who's eligible to run Remember Ted Cruz last week sort of threw it back to Donald Trump because Trump said he wasn't really, that is he being Cruz, wasn't eligible for being president because of the status of his mother and where he was born and who his parents are and yada yada. And he also, Trump was born of an English mother, I think, right? Although she was an American, wasn't she an American citizen? He wasn't born out of the country. Cruz was born out of the country.
She was born in Switzerland, I want to say, something like that.
Right, but
Sweden,
he wasn't.
Switzerland.
He
right.
was born here. His mother just happens to not be a... Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, there's a Houston lawyer who has filed a suit to clarify the issue, so he says. But in the suit, he alleges that Cruz was and is neither a natural-born or native-born U.S. citizen at the time of his birth, therefore is disqualified from... This is a lawyer from Houston who has no connection to Donald Trump whatsoever. And apparently, because Cruz has taken up residence in Texas and is a Texas senator, it seems not everybody down in Texas thinks that he is a swell. As a matter of fact, I understand this issue came up when he ran for the Senate. And his only, is this his first term or second term in the Senate? He's like Marco.
This is his first, isn't
yeah.
it?
He and Rubio both. Yeah, mm-hmm. like Obama. They went in and they didn't really concentrate
like
on what they're
longer.
Doing. All he wants to do is run for the next office. So what did you say, Richie?
Seems like he's just been around so much longer.
Well, it's because he's becoming, his lines are becoming, yeah. All right, so here are some comments from our listeners. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show on Ted Cruz and this birther issue. Bobby says, this garbage was tried in Texas. It didn't work there, and it won't work now. Cruz will be president. I hate to burst your bubble, lady, but I don't think so.
You never know. He was elected, by the way, to Senate in 2012.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, let's see here. The next comment comes from somebody named Harm, H-A-R-M. McCain was born abroad when his American citizen dad was in the service. The case of Cruz is not similar. His dad was a non-American. Cruz was born in Canada. Trump is right. I tend to agree with this gentleman's point of view. Cruz, I don't know whether that disqualifies him from president, but he's different than Trump.
Yeah, I mean, there's a gray area, and I think the important thing is that you realize if he becomes the nominee for the GOP, the people on the other side are going to throw everything they can at him. Yeah,
absolutely.
So you kind of have to acknowledge it, and I think he did a good job in the debate kind of coming out on top of it, but he's going to have to keep doing it. He can't just let it try to make it go away. He's just going to have to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, he's right. No matter what, if you have an American mother who gives birth, like let's say you've got a military family and you give birth in Germany, you're still an American citizen.
Yeah.
But what they're going after him for, too, is that he didn't give away his Canadian citizenship till about 15 months ago.
Right. When he knew he was going to run for the president.
And he knew this would be a hot button issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right. Exactly.
I mean, you have to know it's going to come up. I mean, and even if they don't have a legal leg to stand on, you've got to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's see. David writes, this is ridiculous. Everyone rallied against Obama, saying he was born in Kenya, even though he showed his birth certificate. Now we have a candidate who is admittedly born out of the country, and people are giving him a pass? Really? I don't think anybody's giving him a pass.
No, I think actually Trump's been pretty consistent. He called both of them out.
Right.
Yeah. Right or wrong, at least he's consistent.
Right. Okay, Beth writes, the whole reasoning behind the natural-born citizen requirement, is to prevent somebody with an allegiance to a foreign power from becoming president. That said, why did it take Cruz until last year to renounce his Canadian citizenship? Pretty much what Jennifer just said. And I think that carries the day. He's
Canadians are trying to take over
baloney.
The United States.
He's a phony! He and Rubio are the same phonies that Obama was. They get in, all they care about is getting to the next office, more power, more control, more money for them. They don't care about serving the country. They serve themselves.
I feel less like that, Tim. I don't know. I feel, and maybe I'm just being naive. I feel like, I do feel Marco Rubio is an opportunist. I don't know. I just don't, it doesn't strike me as heavily with Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
but
me either.
But this
is kind of a dilemma for me.
Not for me.
Dilemma.
He's never been a dilemma for me. I got no use for the guy. I think they're both, he and Rubio are both a couple of four-flushing phonies. And I almost said something else.
I'm with you on Rubio.
What a smarmy.
He's a mannequin.
Smirky.
Somebody's hand up his butt and
his
mouth.
But do you guys like him?
My wife does.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's got a lot of fans.
Because he's Hispanic?
No, actually, that's the one, one thing. Well, I mean, not because she doesn't like his immigration. My wife's pretty tough on immigration.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, because your wife did it the right way.
Right.
It's not fair that other people don't.
Right.
What? Say that again?
I said his wife did it the right way, so it's
not over the border.
Yeah, it's not fair.
So I,
years and then,
right. Yeah, this whole business of these guys, I mean, I'm... Okay, you'll be happy to know the Huffington Post has posted a story today on how this new crotch cleaner for men might be helpful for all those who are... yes, there's a men's hygiene product that nobody wants to talk about. It's called the crotch cleaner, and I'll kind of, maybe I should leave it at that.
Thank
actually,
you. Move along.
Whatever it is. When I went to the Huffington Post, there's a wonderful picture of a bulldog with a cigar in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is about dogs and how important they are, but this is not a Charlotte face, but kind of a, there's something about the bulldog face. We saw a bulldog yesterday walking to this restaurant we were going to, and every time I see it, it sends me into a place that, but I thought this picture of the dog was, it kind of grabs you one way or another. 42 and change past the hour. Let me grab you with some other information that's very important as we begin this year thinking about ourselves, apprising ourselves of where we are in the world situation. What about you? How do you look? How do you feel? Are you looking well and therefore you feel wonderful about yourself and therefore your life is better? Or when you look in the mirror, do you want to get rid of the dark circles, the puffiness, the bags under your eyes? Here is the limited time offer from Genucel. Order Genucel and get the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free. Call 800-543-9262. So what happens when you use these two products? Pretty simple, actually. It's great. Genucel and its properties, it's a serum. Doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil, but it absorbs, when you put it under your eyes, the bags, the water that's in under the skin is what causes the bags and the puffiness. You got water there that's collected, so you want to get rid of it. And that's what this does. Genucel absorbs the water through the skin, and you'll look better after the first night. After the first week, you'll be really happy. And after the first month, whoo, just keep using it because it keeps these things gone permanently. The dark circles also, when you, as I said, order at 800-543-9262. You order Genucel and use the product around the bag, the puffiness, the stuff around your eyes, and then the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment will finish it off. So there's nothing about you that will be anything but beautiful and handsome. Call now. By the way, a lot of men are using this. 800-543-9262. Developed by scientists who used apple stem cell technology come up with these ingredients to get rid of the puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Results overnight. Clinically proven, it gently gets rid of all of these problems. You won't feel a thing. You'll just see it when you look in the mirror. Genucel, get rid of the bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes now by calling 800-543-9262.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
All right, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down, Richie.
Go ahead. I need a new one anyway.
All right, well, this is not...
Hope your insurance is paid up.
Aimed at that. I'm going to huff and puff and blow his virtual
his
house down. Yes,
yeah.
His mind. Because I'm going to start talking about how close we are to Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Valentine's Day is...
I was in the store the other day.
Less than a month away.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so the Royal Society of Public Health influencing the availability of certain types of chocolate in our country. They've called for activity equivalency labels to be introduced to show how much exercise is going to be needed when you buy chocolate or other sweets. It's going to have to say on them, taking a page out of the American, we're too much in control of your life department. You're going to have to, for example, if you're eating one of their packets of crisps, which are basically their potato chips, 171 calories. So on the label will be the following information. It will take you 19 minutes of jogging, 23 minutes of cycling, 13 minutes of swimming to get rid of the 171 calories. It doesn't say how much time you have to do sex, but that probably is coming before you get rid of the calories that you've absorbed by eating this chocolate bar or this bag of crisps or
a great idea.
Whatever other thing. What? Yeah, come on.
People I think it's a great idea. You look at a label, and it's really easy to go, okay, 250 calories, 300 calories. It's really easy to go,
really?
But when you actually have to think that that's 30 minutes on a bike, wow, is it worth it? Do I have 30 minutes to sit on a
yes!
bike?
Yes! Yes, it is!
You just put on there, hey, fat, so go grab a banana.
Let me know about that. We don't have to be rude.
How about an apple?
All right, so here's the new report from this side of the pond. Because cocoa is costing so much more money, when you go buy your Valentine's Day chocolates, not only may you see a label on them that says how much you have to work to get rid of the calories, but you're going to have to pay more as well, because this is just like other commodities. Chocolate, cacao, where the chocolate comes from,
cacao.
Is a commodity.
Cacao.
And the prices have gone up 40% in the last year. So you may be paying, when you look at some of these, the Mars Candy Company, for example, is one. Cadbury is another. Hershey's is another. They've spent $1 billion to try to reverse the downfall of cocoa farming because people aren't making enough money. So they're investing more and more in cocoa farms around the world. But in the meantime, you'll pay more for your Valentine's Day chocolate this year. So says Doug Steffen on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Tech Talk time. Richard Schimmel will join us from BuzzFeed. He's a former BuzzFeed contributor, a tech media observer. I was noticing on BuzzFeed, Jennifer, that Arizona wants to speed up the death penalty cases they have because the drugs are expiring. And
wow.
That's a
come on, get them in here. A lot of
great, great right. feeling.
Let's go.
Right. A lot of info coming out of BuzzFeed. Okay, so Richard brings us up to date on Wikipedia and how important that is to you. I can say you and mean Richie, but it's important to a lot of people. Great information there, because who goes to the ENCYCLOPEDIA anymore? Nobody has a. I remember having Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yep.
All those things all through the house. None of that anymore. We don't need that stuff anymore. So we can thank Wikipedia for that, and we will, and maybe be thankful for Edward Snowden, who is connected to that too, as I recall. That's up next here on Good Day.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask for savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And I'll stay.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart Pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart Pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Richard Schimmel on the Good Day program with some technology focus. Wikipedia, been around for 15 years. Where would we be, Richard, without Edward Snowden? Or no, Assange.
Doug, it's amazing. You know, my father-in-law, whenever he asks me a question, I always go to Wikipedia. It's just, you know, I remember when the encyclopedia salespeople used to come to our homes and lay down this all this stuff on the floor, and the parents really couldn't say no then.
I said
it's so easy.
I said Snowden, and I didn't mean Snowden. I meant Assange, because Assange is really the founder, isn't he, of Wikipedia?
Right, right, yeah. Yes.
So,
Everybody turns to Wikipedia now for information. It's so easy to get. Now, whether that information is 100% accurate, there are disclaimers on the pages. But I use it a lot during the day if there's something I need to know that I don't know about.
Yeah, it's handy. We use it a lot here for background information. The
right.
fellow that runs Netflix says he doesn't mind subscribers sharing their account, except if you're doing it overseas. So the locals, I don't understand how you could do that, but then I don't understand how a lot of this stuff works. How would you share in the first place? If you have a Netflix account, how could you share it with somebody else?
Oh, my daughter has a Netflix account, and we have her password, and my father-in-law has the passwords, and if you have, like, more than three people, you pay an extra $3. But what I think Reed Hastings is doing is he wants to get people watching their programs so they'll subscribe. So I think down the road, he may change his attitude a little, because Hulu and all these other services are, you know, niche programming are coming along, and may just... hurt his subscription rate.
All right, speaking of subscribers, Apple says it's going to start charging for iTunes Radio at the end of the month, and they're not. There used to be, as I remember, there was a sort of an advertising section to this so that people didn't have to pay. Now they're going to dump the advertising in favor of charging, what is it, $9 a month for this?
Right, because Apple, they need people for Apple Music, but you know, you have so many alternatives. You have TuneIn Radio, you have Pandora Radio. I don't listen to Apple Radio that much unless I'm on iTunes, but you know, I'll listen more to Pandora or to a station.
Richie, Jennifer, do you listen to either? Either of you listen to Apple?
I don't listen to Apple. I know Rich does. I do Pandora usually. I also have Amazon.
So Richie, what do you think of Apple charging?
I listen to Apple Music.
Yeah, but they're going to start charging. Will you listen?
I pay already.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean,
so why do they have advertisers supported? What's the advertiser supported channel? What is it? Which one is that?
I think they're talking about Apple Radio.
Yeah, I think they are talking about Apple Radio.
Yeah, and I don't pay for that.
All right, so Apple Radio, you got to pay for it. iTunes, interesting reality. All right, Richard, thanks for giving us a heads up on this. Richard Schimmel in Tech Talk time at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.